all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
Chris Hemsworth is telling news.com.au that he would be open to starring in, get this, a Crocodile Dundee reboot.
Oh, I've been hearing about this.
Have you now? Because he said his Australia Tourism Super Bowl ad was super popular. And he said, hearing such a positive response from a fan's point of view, I would definitely be open to it. It says you'd have to find a story. I mean, that's kind of obvious. And a great script. But it certainly made me stop and think what the future holds and whether we could make something like this work. I think that would be great.
Yeah, because I've been seeing this whole thing about a possible movie called Dundee with Adam McBride, the comedian guy. But
okay.
I can't tell if it's real or not because it just seems too far-fetched and just seems like a bad direction to go. So I would
because
rather
Crocodile
than,
Dundee wasn't far-fetched to begin
well,
with?
Well, no, or? Crocodile Dundee wasn't like that. I mean, it was funny, but it wasn't like that too far towards that realm. So I was like, is this a real movie or is this a whole PR stunt for something? So I would rather see a Chris Hemsworth as the like son of Crocodile Dundee instead of the other guy, which they've been talking about is possibly his son. So I don't know. I think it's good. Australia is a beautiful place and a great background for any movie. And I think I would like to see a Chris Hemsworth one because one, he's Australian and that would be cool. Because he wouldn't have to fake the accent. He actually does the accent every day.
So one way or the other, we got to get a new Dundee.
It's got to happen.
It's got to happen. I agree.
So speaking of that Super Bowl, Justin Timberlake said that he was allegedly disappointed with some of the negative reviews of his halftime performance that he received, according to Star Magazine. Now, a source told the paper, he left the field feeling great. He thought he had knocked it out of the park, giving one of the great Super Bowl halftime performances. But it was only after he found out about the sound issues, he was devastated. Mm. He worked 11-hour days in rehearsals, and although his team has protected him from the nastiest reviews, he's aware that his performance is not getting good press. Now, Justin is the golden boy. Not getting great reviews, not being loved is something new to him. This is the first major career moment that hasn't been embraced. He isn't used to negative feedback.
Ooh, I bet he's now, not. It seems like he can do no wrong, usually.
Yeah, and I will say the sound was an issue for me the whole time. I didn't know.
Yeah, you said.
It made no sense. Like, was it just in the stadium and we just couldn't hear it well on the TV? Or was it overall just not working out? And you think, like he said, you know, you worked a bunch of hours on this. You rehearsed this whole thing. You should have had everything down to the T, to the JT, you know?
To the JT, yeah. You got to cross those T's and dot those J's? Curve those J's?
You could dot the J if you want to do a lowercase,
you could.
I guess.
Oh, that would be cute with a heart. I would dot it with a heart.
Oh, geez. But that's the entertainment wrap for today.